Well, it's 2:07, which means I have about 53 more minutes in this Lynn Hayes Freeland show. I got a lot to get in, so I'm going right back to the phones where my dear friend Mary Robb Jackson is standing by. Hello, darling.
Actually, not Mary Robb. This is your son calling to say happy retirement.
Did you know I was just talking about you? Because I just said I haven't heard from my son today. Oh, you heard that. Well, now I am quite pleasantly surprised. Michael Freeland Jr., my son. You guys have heard me talk about my son and my daughter forever. So give me an idea. I mean, you've kind of grown up under my spotlight all this time, Mike. How does it feel to you for me to be retiring?
Oh, I mean, it's kind of weird. You know, you've been such a Hallmark in the Pittsburgh area, and you know, done so much there. I think it's different. I don't know yet when, you know, you don't have a million things going on. So I am interested to see what this next step looks like for you.
You are interested to see what being a full-time grandma is like for me? Is that what you're saying?
I am excited to see what being a full-time grandma looks like.
You know what? I can honestly say that I am too. You know, I was looking at pictures of your son yesterday, and I saw his eyes when I guess you took him for blueberry pancakes yesterday, mm-hmm. and it just looked like his eyes were about to pop out of. And I just all I could think of was I can't wait to be there for those moments.
Yeah, well, he is counting down. I mean, he still has been giving you till January. That was my safe bet. It's January.
I see.
I think he will be happy and, you know, can't wait to see you for Thanksgiving.
I was going to say, but he knows I'm coming for Thanksgiving. Well, Michael Freeland Jr., I appreciate you calling because I sure was talking about you. So, okay, you've been redeemed. You know I love you, son.
I love you, too, and so proud of you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, you worked that one in on me, Antonio, didn't you?
Did indeed. I felt like it was good to get you a little bit on the
Well, you did. You got me there. Okay, so you tell me, where am I going next, sir?
You were going to Mary Robb.
Mary Robb. Mary Robb Jackson. Okay, I'll do this again. Mary Robb.
Hello, my friend. I love Antonio's surprise with Michael, and I love coming after that surprise because you and I shared a whole lot about our kids when they were growing up.
Well, it's like our kids kind of grew up together. I mean, not necessarily because they were always together, but they Mm-mm. did in that, you know, I tell people all the time, I tell everything about them. So, you know, my kids as well as I do almost.
Well, you are an amazing mom and you have shared your, I mean, we all know how smart you are, but you are a wise woman. And I have so benefited from your counsel over the many years we sat right across from each other. And I'm so happy you're going to be able to spend time with Michael and Kristen and those babies, those beautiful babies of Michael's. And I mean, I think you're in for the sweetest time in your life.
Well, I do miss you, but the good thing is once I'm retired, I will have more time for friends and lunches and all those great conversations you and I used to have because look, goodness knows, I used to talk to you about everything. You know, whatever was in the world or in the news, we would talk about, and I miss that. So we'll get that back.
And I miss it too. I already have a reservation in for some of that time of yours, and
there
I
you
hope
go.
We can do it sooner than later. And I just am so happy to hear all these people today. Harold, of course, Harold is a special guy.
He is.
Hearing Harold and Corey Martin and Patrice and Jackie and oh my goodness, it makes me realize how lucky we were to be there at KDK in newsroom at the time we were. I mean, it was
absolutely.
They're really exceptional people, and you're one of them. And Emerson once said that a friend may well be reckoned a masterpiece of nature, and I am blessed that you're my friend.
Oh, my goodness. That's a perfect place for us to end. Thank you, my friend. I love you. To the moon and back.
I love you back, and take care. Be blessed.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Take good care. We're at 2:13. I'm wondering if I can get Tim in before traffic. Tim, are you there? Tim. Okay. We'll see
I'm
if
here.
We can't get Tim. Oh, Tim, you are there. You are there. Okay. Yeah. I got about a minute before I go to traffic, but I wanted to get you in. I'm so glad you're on the phone.
I wanted to give you a big hug to the phone, and good to hear your son on with you. That's real cute. And just wanted to... Pittsburgh is sharing their love with you today, and thank you for being a wonderful example to our community, a wonderful person, wonderful partner in our work, and wish you well. Enjoy your grandmahood, and hopefully you'll still be with us on some events.
Oh, absolutely.
I'll call you. You know that.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, the only thing I'm asking folks to, you know, kind of clump them together so I can make sure I'm here for, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or however that works out. But, you know, Tim, I just have to, you and I go back. I started working with you at the NAACP when I was in high school. And so the fact that you are still out here fighting every day to make sure that we are seen and heard means more than you know. And it is most appreciated, my friend.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for your contributions to the media in Pittsburgh and our community, and we love you.
Well, I was surprised that my son called, but it was a great surprise. Now I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Kristen Freeland. Welcome, Kristen.
Hey, Mom. Antoine's here, too.
Oh, Antoine, that's my son-in-law. You guys know I mentioned him yesterday. I was talking about the military. He doesn't know this, but when we were saluting the folks in the military, I gave him a shout-out and his mother, your mother-in-law.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it.
Well,
absolutely.
We wanted to call and say congratulations and happy retirement. We know it's the end of an era, but selfishly, we are so excited and ready for you to get to Atlanta.
So I asked your brother this question, you know, I mean, is it weird? I mean, cause I do feel like you guys kind of grew up in a spotlight. I mean, I guess the beauty of being in Atlanta is nobody knows you're Lynn Hayes Freeland's daughter.
That is true. Although I had a meeting this week and I told them about you being a news reporter and everybody was on Google looking you up afterwards. But yeah, it's different. No one here says, "Aren't you the news lady's daughter?" So
yeah, exactly. Well, I just, you know, I am so grateful that you and your brother stopped by because I feel like I have talked about you guys. You know, the radio audience is kind of different. The TV folks have seen you all since the early For Kids' Sake shows. Yeah, I don't know if I should even bring those up, but you guys were on TV probably
really?
From. Well, I mean, you know, what were you, like three when we went to, I forget, there was a play. It was a play. Oh,
yep,
Grease?
It was
it Grease?
Play.
Three
big teeth in my mouth is what I remember.
Yeah. That's such a cute video. But anyway, so I have talked about you guys. I do it consistently on the radio. Like I said, I just mentioned your husband, my son-in-law yesterday, and his mother, because we did a whole thing about the military yesterday. So it's just nice to be able for people to meet you, to hear you. And I appreciate you all taking the time to call today. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Any final words?
All right.
Yeah, we'll just be waiting for you, your future grandchild and us.
There you go. There you go. Was that your way of working that into the conversation, Antoine?
You know it.
Because that's the one thing I have not said on the radio yet. But now that you opened the door, I got 40 minutes to talk about it.
The best day.
There you go. So just announced on the radio that my daughter and her husband are expecting their first child. I feel like we need music there, but you all know I'm excited about it. So I'm glad it's out there now. I can talk about it openly. I appreciate you guys. I love you to the moon. And who's cooking the turkey for Thanksgiving?
You.
Oh, okay. All right. Thanks. All right, guys. Thanks. I appreciate you.
Bye.
So, all right. Take good care. This is, you know, again, it's just kind of nice to be able to share, you know, because I talk about them so much. And I, Antonio, do we have a producer on the phone? Okay. All right. So then let's go to Stan in California. Stan is one of my loyal listeners who listens online every day, and one of my oldest friends. And I'm just glad to welcome you to the show.
Well, thank you very much. I know I've told you many times I was going to call in, and I apologize that I wait until your last day to do that. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't let this day pass without calling to congratulate you on your success over the years. I mean, you turned me on to jazz way back during your WDUQ days. So I've been following you for a long, long time, and I don't know what I'm going to do now. Working from home, part of my day from 9 to 12 Pacific Standard Time was listening to Lynn Hayes Freeland. So now I have a three-hour void in my day. But I just want to tell you I've enjoyed you over the years. I've followed you online, and you have really set the bar high in Pittsburgh. Kudos to you and all the accolades that you received. You deserve that and so much more, and I just didn't want this day to pass without congratulating you on a job well done, and I wish you nothing but the best in your future endeavors.
Well, the good news is we've had so many first-time callers today, folks who have been listening for 3 years, and this is the first time they called in. So I appreciate that you called in, and who knows, maybe you will have something to listen to in that 3 hours. We'll see. We're going to talk about that in just a second. So everybody needs to stick around. But thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Appreciate the support. Thanks so much for that, Rob Taylor. And, you know, I didn't know what I was going to have to do to get Tamira on the air with me. You guys know Tamira. She has been my ride or die for 3 years on this show. And she told me earlier today she didn't want to come on. But she's here. Hey, T.
Hey, Lynn. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm handling this whole thing. It seems like I'm retiring. And you're staying there. I was crying all day. I am so emotional. It has been a roller coaster ride for us. I mean, we started out. We did the first year, and then the pandemic hit, and we separated. You were at home, and you're at home, and I'm at home. So it's been difficult. It was a difficult run. We, like I said in my post, we kicked butt. We broke the glass ceiling on several occasions, and there's just no one like you. I mean, there is no one like you, Lynn. I can't say it enough. I'm not going to stop saying it, but the relationship that you and I have built over these last 3 years, it was phenomenal, and I'm very sad to see that you're leaving. I really am. I've been crying all day. When you asked me earlier today when we were talking about the show, I told you no. I said, no, I don't want to go on. And I meant that. I really did. I couldn't do this. It's upsetting. It's like to work in the business with someone who looks like you is very important. It is very, very important for me. I was able to come out my show. I was able to do things that I've never done in the 26 years that I've been there, Lynn. So, you know, you brought out a lot in me, and I am going to be forever grateful. So I want to thank you, and I know this is something that you wanted to do. You love your kids so much. It's unfortunate that I've never got to meet them and your grandkids, but you are a phenomenal person. You care about people. You know, you care about, you know, not only what goes on the air, you care about what's going on behind the scenes. And we clicked, and there's people who thought we would never work well together because they say I'm just that mean. Yeah.
Yeah, there were a lot of people that just, yeah, they did not see us working together. And for, you know, you guys actually probably have known Tamira longer than I have, because she's been such an integral part of this radio station. And I just want to, I need to publicly thank you, because I didn't know talk radio. I didn't know radio. I would always say to you, I got to take your lead. I got to follow your lead. What do you think? There were times that I second guessed myself, because this was such a new entity for me. And I was glad that I had a ride or die that I could trust, that wasn't going to lead me astray, wasn't going to lead me in the wrong way. And I knew if you said it, you meant it. And you weren't going to say it if you didn't mean it. But now, you know, folks are asking me, you know, don't you want to be on the air? And I say, yeah, I think she does.
I do. I think it's been some time, and I have a voice, and I have a voice that needs to be heard. And I am excited to let everyone know that I will be filling in for Chris Moore, who is my mentor. I started out with Chris as well within the Pittsburgh Black Media Federation Journalism Workshop, and he will be off next Saturday. So I'm asking everyone to not only be with me, but to pray for me as well. I am excited about this opportunity, and I hope everyone tunes in. My email address is Tamira, T-I-M-I-R-A, Rush, R-U-S-H, at intercom, E-N-T-E-R-C-O-M.com. You can email me guest ideas if you have anything that's on your mind, if there's something that you would like for me to cover or to talk about. I am open to whatever comes my way. I'm a fighter, you know that, and I'm excited about the time that I'll be on next Saturday from 2 to 6, and once again filling in for my mentor Chris Moore.
And meantime, how is it my son, my daughter can come on? My daughter announces she's pregnant on the air. That doesn't make me cry. You get on the air, and I start to boohoo. How does that happen? Thank you, girl. You know, I love you to the moon and back.
You.
I do. I do.
I will see you. This is not a goodbye, like you said.
No.
I am
no,
sure
this
I
is
will
see you, later.
See you before you're in Atlanta. That's for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, dear. You know I love you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I love you, too. Bye.
It's 2:30 and time for the news. Well, I knew that this last hour was going to be the emotional hour, and it turns out it was. My daughter, my son, Tamira, those are the people who know me in their own respects, probably the best. But there's also someone else who literally carried me through some of the early days when I got here on KDKA Radio, when I probably didn't even know that I needed help. I didn't even know that I needed to be carried. But my friend, Pastor Niecy Dennis White, was that person, was that cheerleader, was that texter, that emailer, that person who said to me, "You were sent here for a reason." She joins me now. And I'm so glad that you are. Welcome, my friend. Welcome.
Wow, Lynn. I'm going to have to talk fast because I know you have that thing on the 5. I'm just going to admit that. But I am honored about what you said. But let me tell you, this is a day of tribute to you. So thank you for allowing me to call in. I don't know if I gave a hint or what, but I just could not let this day go by without letting you know. I know I speak on behalf of countless people in this region to say thank you. Thank you for your pioneering leadership to the Pittsburgh media on countless platforms, from TV, radio, entertainment. You're a motivational speaker. People may not know that. You MC programs for us, events. Oh my gosh, the list goes on and on. But I heard your daughter, Lynn, just say, just hear me out, that this is an end of an era. And she is so right. Someone also said that you raised the bar. You made the bar high. You set the standard. But I want to add to that, you created the bar for many people, especially in the diversity community. And there's a very overused statement these days called your voice matters. And that is true. But let me tell you, your voice not only mattered, you had a caring voice. You are a caring voice. You are a barrier-breaking voice, if I might say. Your voice has been a voice that bridged gaps in this region. People that would have never had conversations, because of your voice, we had those conversations. One caller said you were always neutral and wasn't divisive or in disagreement. That is true. But what I love about you, Lynn, you still stood for truth. You told the truth. You stood for truth. You kept the truth in front of us. You enlightened your colleagues around you. People don't know that. And you heightened awareness on the importance of diversity in this region, in the media industry, and around this country. So I just have to say on behalf of others that don't have a chance like me, thank you. Thank you for who you are. You are an amazing person. You are a woman of destiny and purpose. And so I have two things I'll close with. One is, may the seeds, I wrote this down, may the seeds of the harvest, rather, of the seeds you've sown in so many lives over these years blow your mind in a harvest. And in the words of my dad, may you live as long as you want, but never want as long as you live. We love you. God bless you. Thank you for being Lynn Hayes Freeland, the one and only.
You know, I love you to the moon and back. And that was that. Your dad used to say that all the time. The late Reverend Archie Dennis used to say that all the time. You've often closed with that so many times, and it resonates with me each and every time. And I got to tell you very quickly, because I am going to have to take that break at 45. But there were times early on in this journey, you knew that I was struggling, and you would say to me, call me in the morning. I want to pray with you before you do your show. And that was a routine that was, I don't want to say was new to me, but I needed you to pull me into that. And I just can't thank you enough for everything you've done. You've just been there.
Well,
you have been there through thick and thin.
Thank you. We're friends. God knows that. But it was a divine connection. But people don't know. There's pain in behind the scenes often. But pain does produce purpose. And speaking of producing, you produce purpose in this region. And we are forever grateful.
And on that, it's 2:45. But, you know, I love you. Thanks for calling. And I appreciate you more than you know. 2:45, AAA traffic powered by Bowser Automotive, now hiring in all departments. You can visit thepowerofbowser.com today and apply for a job. Hey, Rob Taylor.
What's going on, Lynn? Let's tell you about this traffic accident that just is being reported in Plum. So if you're in the area of New Texas Road and Salzburg Road in Plum, definitely avoid that area if at all possible. Taking a look at the major roadways, Parkway East is looking good if you're heading into town through Edgewood, Swissvale, and through the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. Not so great if you're heading out of town on the Parkway East. It starts to back up around the Bend at Bates, so it's going to be a minute before you get to the Squirrel Hill Tunnels. 28, if you're heading into town, looks good. If you're heading out of town, starts to slow a little bit around the Sharpsburg exit. Parkway West outbound is backed up downtown, almost near the Allegheny County Jail. And a Parkway West inbound is slow around the top of Green Tree Hill. 65 is looking good, and 79 northbound and southbound is looking good. Don't worry about the S-bends and that construction zone around the Neville Island Bridge. Traffic is flowing well. Our next AAA traffic on Fives report coming up at 2:55 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Rob Taylor on 100.1 FM at AM 1020 KDKA.
We belong together, and you know that I'm right. Why do you play with my heart? Why do you?
So it does appear that we have come to the end of this particular road, but what better way to end this journey than the way it in many ways began, and that is with the man who hired me and brought me here to KD Radio. Marty always refers to him as SPAC, and that's how most of us refer to him. He is, however, the SVP and market manager for Odyssey here in Pittsburgh, Michael Spacciapoli. Welcome to my show for the next couple minutes anyway.
Thanks for having me, Lynn. It's a tough day, and that Boys to Men song with your departure got me a little bit choked up there as well. It's been a heck of a 3 years.
It has been. And you know what? I have to thank you for the opportunity, SPAC. I have to thank you for the growth. I do feel like I've grown a lot in the 3 years. I mean, I didn't know as much as I thought I did when I came in here, but it has been an amazing ride. And I've gotten so many emails and text messages, even though I have one colleague who told me he was getting nauseous in the last 3 hours. But you can guess who that was.
I know who that was, for sure.
That'll be the person that I'm going head-to-head with on a regular basis. But it's just a great chance for me to say thank you. And thank you for giving me an opportunity to bring a voice to this radio station.
Well, Lynn, it wasn't... I want to thank you, not just on behalf of KDK, because 3 years of your amazing career has been spent here, but for everything you've done for the city of Pittsburgh. I've said this many times over the last few months, but you're an icon. And there's not a lot of icons in the city, and you're one of them. And what you've meant to this city and to this radio station over the last few years, we've been just a small part of what is an absolutely incredible career. And, you know, I want to thank you for the voice you've brought to this radio station, the different opinions you brought to the radio station, the various guests you brought to the radio station, to really balance out a conversation that we're having every day. And you've been a huge part of changing that dialogue as we go into the future. And we'll be forever grateful for what you've done here.
Well, and I do appreciate it. You know, I have always said and maintained that diversity matters and having a seat at the table matters. And so having this seat for the last 3 years from noon to three, or, you know, it's been shifted a little bit over time, but it has been an amazing opportunity. And I just can't thank you enough. And let's continue the conversations.
So before you leave, I just want to remind everybody, Lynn's not going away for good. She'll be back in January. You might hear a little bit between now and then, but she'll be back in January. She'll be on the website. You'll see her on social, and then every week with Marty. So we're not going to let her get away that easy. But again, Lynn, I want to thank you. You've been amazing. Since we started talking about this transition last summer, we never thought we'd get to this point. But here we are. You've been an incredible professional. Through the entire process, I can't thank you enough for your leadership, the voices you've brought to the radio station again, and you know, we are forever grateful for what you've done for us, and just congratulations to you, and enjoy what you're going to do. The time, like we've talked about so much with your kids, is so important to you, and it just speaks to the person you are that you're making this decision to spend more time with them. So congratulations, and thank you from all of us here for everything you've done.
Well, and I appreciate you on so many levels, and the fact that you let me still keep my hand involved. I've had so many people say to me today, you know, I hope your Facebook page doesn't go away, or you're going to have a new page. I'm like, nope, the Facebook page will be here, the email will be here, and you'll still hear my voice. So thank you, Michael. I appreciate you more than you know.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Well, normally, this is the time I'd be chatting with Rick Dayton, and our time is so tight. But Rick is coming up right after the news, and I'm sure he'll have a whole show. I just needed to take this 30 seconds to say thank you. Thank you for taking this leap with me. I mean, it was a leap of faith on my part, and I'm glad that you guys went with me. And as SPAC said, this is not goodbye. It's just see you later. I'll be on after the first of the year. Marty Griffin and I got some great stuff coming up. Minority Health Matters. All my social media platforms will continue, and we will keep the conversation going. I thank you, all those who supported me. I thank you, and those who didn't, I thank you too, because with all of you, we grew.
I meant to tell about a story, since we all have stories, but I can't remember it anyway. So I'll tell about the mood that's in the United States today.